Good morning, Oliver.
Mr. Will D, what I feel like it's once a year we get to talk to you, but it's certainly not once a year you come out of the Christmas cave, because the Dungarvan concert takes a long time to plan.
It does indeed. It's been going for several years now. Again, we have 6 to 7 acts on Wednesday night, all getting ready now with the last few weeks. We've got the Dungarvan Brass Band itself, of course, in its 150th year, I might add.
Wow.
And we're looking very well, even if I say
Oh, I think you're allowed to say that indeed. Fine bunch of people. Right, very talented folk.
Very good. We've got the Voice Over Choir, that award-winning choir, a great choir conducted by Cordelia Burke. We've got the Harmony Children's Choir. We've actually, for the first time, and this is their first performance, we've got my old school, Skull Wirra Choir, who are performing for the very first time, members of 3rd, 4th, 5th and 6th classes.
Fantastic.
We're really looking forward to them. They've already been rehearsing in the church. We've got, of course, a bit of traditional music there with the Music Generation Waterford Traditional Ensemble. We've got the Friary Choir here, a very traditional choir, the church choir, which has been going for probably as long as the band has been at this point. And, of course, Cor Farn an Éisce from Ring, who are going to sing some very traditional Irish songs, Irish Christmas music. So it really is a great night. There's a little bit of everything for everybody. There's something there to everybody's taste, and in all the years we've been running it, maybe, you know, I've never met anyone who said, you know, that was boring. It's always moving. It's a little bit of everything, so hopefully it's something that everyone always enjoys.
We were saying a little earlier, for a lot of people it's the start of Christmas.
It is indeed. There's so many people say that to me now, that this is the start, this really is the start of the Christmas season in Dungarvan. You know, it's a great opportunity to get that sort of festive spirit going, to come along and sing along to the band and sing along to the choir. So it really does get the season going in Dungarvan.
I love this. I love everything about this. And every single year, of course, our very own Oliver Carroll is suited and booted, and he's keeping the show on the road. He's an old gent to work with, Will, isn't he?
Did you hear that? Honest to God.
Oh, it's always a bit of a fashion show at this music Christmas concert.
Oh, no, Will.
What's Oliver wearing this show?
Who's he wearing? Yeah.
And is there a cover charge, Will, or is it bucket collection, or what do people do?
It's a bucket collection, so it's completely free to get in. There is no charge whatsoever. All funds raised go completely to the St. Vincent de Paul. As I said, there's no expenses or anything like that. We do advise people to get there a little bit early, because it's always, you know, seats do go early. And just that it's cash only. We won't have any tap machines that I am aware of. So I would say sort of dig under the mattress, under the pillow, or wherever you keep your cash and your coins, and bring it with you.
All in aid of the WLR Christmas Appeal, which of course is the St. Vincent de Paul, and the amazing work that they do. And all monies raised locally will staying locally, which is a big point as well.
Yep, indeed, all monies will go to the local Dungarvan St. Vincent de Paul. And of course, you know, I suppose at this time of year, it is important to remember, you know, that not everybody has the resources for sort of the festivities, and maybe often get themselves into a little bit of trouble over the Christmas period. So that, you know, anything we can raise will stay locally and support the local community and those who need it most.
Fantastic. And just to remind people as well, the night, as with all the other concerts, will be recorded. So people will get to hear it again over the, could be even over your Christmas dinner or whatever the story is.
Yes, we routinely do that. You could be chewing away in the turkey, listening to yourself singing back on the radio on WLR FM.
Yeah, so tune up and practice in front of the mirror, whatever it is you have to be doing. And be on your best behaviour.
Yeah. I'm actually looking here. It's going to be broadcast 10 p.m. on Christmas Eve, and on Christmas Day you have another chance to listen in there at 6 p.m. So it's Christmas Eve at 10 p.m. and Christmas Day at 6 p.m. you can listen back to the gorgeous Dungarvan concert.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to remind us about all of that. We're really looking forward to the night. Always something really special, as you say. So onwards and upwards. Will, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Will.
So bye-bye.
Will. That's Will D, Dungarvan Brass Band there, letting us and reminding us about the Dungarvan Christmas Community Concert this coming Wednesday, very close, in the Friary Church, Dungarvan. That's a 7 o'clock start there.